Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V
and AD.
We have two celebrities here. Music celebrity, Sean, and Asha, Note to Self. They have an album that they just did called The Family. It's on top of all the charts. We're going to claim it. Okay, we're going to claim it. Sean, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Sean Mignol, a.k.a. King Shooter 25 Forever. You know me as the, well, 2017, my mother died, back 2017, because it was heartbroken. It was fucking heartbroken. And I FaceTimed Asha 17 and I was crying. I was fucking crying. And I said to her, I want to make an album. I want to make an album.
I know that's for your mom, right?
Yes.
And y'all did it.
And I went to.
Yep. And y'all did it, and it is amazing.
Yeah, we were just bumping it up here while we were getting ready for the interview. It's lit. I can't even lie.
It's lit.
I can't even lie.
Yes, I did. It was dope as hell.
Yeah, it is. Yes, indeedy. My grandma used to say that all the time. Is that what you just said, Sean? Did you say yes, indeedy?
It was dope as hell.
Yes, it was. Yes, indeedy. That's what we're going to... Hashtag yes, indeedy. Note to self, Asha Santee, introduce yourself for us.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Asha Adia Santee. Right here in the DMV area, musician, drummer, keyboardist, vocalist, producer.
Everything. Okay.
Visual artist. I just answer the calls when they come to my heart, and I do whatever I want when I want to do it. So
that's the way to live.
Okay. With that Basquiat hairdo.
Yo. And is all the visual art in your background your own?
Yes.
Yes, it is ours.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't let her steal your credit.
I just get so excited.
That is dope. You make enough to put it on the ceiling. I know that's right. Okay.
It's everywhere.
So, Sean, back to you, sir. Wait. So, Sean, a.k.a. Shooter, correct?
A.k.a. King Shooter 285 Forever.
King Shooter. All right. So we're going to call you King Shooter and...
285 Forever.
Forever. So tell us about you and Asha's relationship. When did you guys meet?
We met in the third grade and we met in Palmer.
Let's make sure we see your face. There you go.
We met in Palmer, and I can't see them.
It's okay. They can see you.
We can see you.
Oh, I met her in Palmer, and
Palmer was at elementary school?
Yeah.
Okay. And third grade?
Yeah, third grade.
All right.
That's a long time.
Right. Because y'all old now.
Yeah, yes.
And y'all been rocking tough ever since.
Most definitely.
Y'all been rocking hard ever since.
Yep.
Most definitely.
Yep. So the project is called The Family. And you explained a little bit.
Family EP.
Go ahead.
Family EP.
Oh, the family EP. Yes, I apologize.
Family EP.
And you guys decided to get together and do this project. And yes. You explained a little bit at the beginning, but explain a little bit more. I know it was dedicated to your mom.
Did you already have all the songs made and you wanted Asha's help to complete the project? Or is it one of those things you guys needed to get together for the creativity to happen?
We need to do something to do dedicate to my mother. We need to dedicate to the family. We need to dedicate this.
Whatever it was, you guys came together to do it?
Yes.
That's amazing, because it sounds dope. I ain't going to lie to you.
It does. It does. The end of...
Shooter.
Is it Shooter?
That's the one you kept talking about.
Isn't that the end? Isn't that the end of
Shooter? Shooter's me, and it was me, and then I killed the King Shooter 25 forever, and I changed it, you know, and people liked it, and people loved it, and everything changed, you know. Shit happens.
Shit happens. Right. I say that all the time. For real. All the time, even to my kids. Hey, shit happens.
Yes.
Not to the children.
I mean, they have to know. They have to know. So did you write all your lyrics, Sean?
Yes, I did.
Hey.
I know that's right.
You're a better writer than I am.
He said, give me all my credits.
Okay. Right.
I write it on my iPad.
You wrote it on your iPad?
Yes, I wrote it on my iPad.
Hey, look.
Don't lose that.
Don't lose that, because somebody's going to steal your rhymes.
I'm not going to lose my iPad. Fucking iPad.
There you go.
He's not going to lose it.
He's not going to lose it. Because that's where all the creativity happens. So, Asha, take us through the creative process.
So
for this project and you know, specifically.
Yeah, so... I guess just to kind of just bring a little bit of clarity to what you asked before. So, yeah, we met at Palmer Elementary in science class. We sat next
Most to heavily. Each
other. Sat next to each other. We were also next door neighbors at our homes in Texas.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we grew up playing basketball, and that's where Shooter comes from, because he was shooting the threes, and he gave me the nickname Threat because of Triple Threat. So we had these basketball-related terms. And literally, we would play all day throughout the summer, and we played on his basketball court. And so that's where Shooter came from, and that's how we grew up. I did get the call from Sean. One day he called me. So Sean had been... Sean... He's a huge fan of Boom Scat and the Kulats, and he keeps up
yes,
with
I
me
am.
On Facebook. He keeps up with me on Facebook, and when I was releasing an album, I forgot through which band, he was just like, "So when are we releasing my album?"
I know that's
and I was
sure.
like, what you mean your album? Like, you know, he was just like, "My album, the family EP," you know. He had just mentioned it in that moment, and I was just like, what is this album? So I was just telling him, all right, well, start working on your words. He was like, you know, I already wrote it. And I was like, okay, send me your words. And he texted me all the words. I didn't know how I was going to get back to Texas, because Sean's in Texas. You know, I'm here in D.C. And one day Sean called me, and something had happened that really upset him. And... he was crying red in the face, and
oh my God,
he was just like, nobody gives a fuck about me. And in that moment, like, that broke my heart, because we built this relationship since fourth grade, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah,
it's been a long time, and
yeah,
Sean has always been a priority to me. Like, always protect Sean because I always know I knew how hard it was in school, you know.
So yeah.
He called me, and literally in that conversation, I booked my flight to Texas, and I didn't ask any questions. I didn't check no bank accounts. I was just...
And it went through. I know that's right. Hey,
listen,
that's
got listen, time.
That's,
that, that,
you that's just what, put that's the car what got them sure.
Yeah.
It did. And I booked my flight to Texas, and I said, all right, Sean, I'll be there next week for 1 week. No beats were made. I've never heard Sean rap his own music before. So the creative process was so beautiful. As soon as I landed, I went to Walmart and I was just like, yo, how can I set up? We have like a guest bedroom in my house that has like this built-in desk to it with shelves. And I went to Walmart, bought these LED lights, set them up in like the shelves so it'd be like, you know, the studio vibe. I hit my brother up. I was like, Will, I need speakers. I need a keyboard stand. I need a keyboard controller. I need everything. Like, give me. So he brought all the stuff over to the house.
Holy shit.
And literally, like, the creative process was going through producer kits that had like the drums, mm-hmm. kind of like a lot of sounds already built in. And I would just hit the pads and I would go through kits and I would look back at Sean and whatever like spoke to his spirit, whatever felt good, I was like,
that's funny.
Do you like those sounds? Do you like those sounds? And he would be like, nope, nope. We come across a sound that we both like and we would both look at each other like, yeah.
I literally just told V while we were getting dressed listening. Hell like, you can tell the chemistry that y'all two had on this album, on this project, because I can ride to it better than I can ride to some other, like, you know, just the how the melodies come in and stuff like that. So I can tell the chemistry on it. Y'all actually, like, working together versus I'm coming down with some beats. You got some words. Let's put them together. So it's noticeable. That process is definitely noticeable.
Yeah, and so that's literally how it went. We recorded that EP in 2 days.
2 days.
And the intention was just to go through the beats. And I really had to, you know, stretch as a producer because I was just like, what do we do? This is, I don't know how Sean's going to be timing wise, you know, just all the things that you think about for professionals going to a studio. And so we will make up the beats right there. I'll just get his approval on it. Yo, you mess with that? He was just like, hell yeah. And I was like, all right.
It's your turn.
Get on the mic.
It's your turn.
One of my favorite clips is seeing Asha rap, her get up to the mic, and like halfway through, Sean, you feel it so much that you stand up and you like, it's like double dutch. You ready to get in? You was like, hell yeah. That was all you could say at the end. It was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was like, damn, I feel it too. Like, I wanted to get in there.
Yeah.
Was this process a lot different than any other creative process that you've ever gone through?
Oh, definitely. It was that different in the fact that I knew that I had to stretch and I knew that I just had to have like faith. This wasn't a project where I was so concerned about timing, about pitch, about
perfection.
And it's literally like, no, Sean has a message. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how long or short it is. I didn't tell him that his verses were too short.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him what he should talk about. I used exactly what he gave me. And I wanted to just honor his creative process and help bring it to light. So a lot of the stuff happened on the first take. And I didn't have to I would only, like, you know, rock my head to, like, give that sense of time, because I knew I would need that on the engineering part of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was just straight up Sean's delivery and excitement about being in front of a microphone for the first time in his life.
Rock shit.
His music, his lyrics, and that inspired me. I was just like, okay, Sean's verse was literally two bars. Asha, you have to rap about your family as well.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the plan.
Yeah.
When I got there, it was just supposed to be just Sean, but I was just like, okay, let me support him in this and really bring this together. So luckily, all of our family members are the same. So we have mom, dad, and brothers, and ourselves. And I was able to just, he rapped about his brother, I rapped about my brothers, and so on. So it was a stretch, but it was mad fun. Like I said, we did that joint in 2 days. And
2 days.
I was just like, this shit is crazy. This shit is really dope.
Y'all did it. Hey, Sean, have you always dreamed about doing music?
I always dreamed about music the right way. My project is about, my next project is about Rise Up.
Rise Up?
Rise Up.
Rise Up.
Rise Up, because it's going to be 40 tracks or 30 tracks. I mean,
you said that last time. Ashley got your work cut out for you, girl.
it's going to be, Asha Seti, it's going to be Seven Seti, it's going to be Kurats, it's going to be everybody. It's going
to
be...
Hey, I'm looking forward to this. All the Kulats.
She thinks she
loves
to be
all the Boom Scat.
Boom Scat, it's going to be everybody. It's going to be everybody. So it's going to be a lot of people. So it's going to be a lot of people on this project. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of people. So...
take your time.
The thing about it is the Boom Scat music family is gonna be joined about this shit.
You got it, Sean. Look, I'm with you, Sean. It's gonna be joined together, all the Boom Scat. All of the Kulats.
I'm working on the paperwork.
I'm actually writing my lyrics now. Just want to let you know, okay? I don't do beats or nothing like that, but just give me some background vocals. I'm the roll. We talked about this before. Boom, scat, roll. I'm there for you.
Whoa.
Hey.
Got it. So, Sean, let me ask you.
Ask me.
Okay, so before you decided to do the EP, what kind of creative expression did you have before? Were you, like, writing before on your own? Were you painting, drawing, doing anything else, gathering inspiration from your best friend? Or is it something that you've always been writing and just actually decided to put yourself out there?
Great question.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, the shit I came down... when my mother died, and I said to myself, well, I came down, and I said to myself, well, I was thinking, what the hell, what the fuck? I said to myself, I was thinking, well, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do fucking this. I want to do that. I want to do all the shit. I want to do all the shit. I want to do this and that. Because Asha told me this. I want to do music. I want to do fucking music. So I want to do this.
So you just stuck with it and went with it. You should be proud of yourself.
Hell fucking yeah.
You should. Pat in the back. You should be proud of yourself, because promise you, there's some things I like to do, but I ain't start doing them yet.
You fucking goddamn straight.
Hell yeah.
Let me chime in right quick. So, always growing up, Sean was heavy into hip hop and rap. So I've always known Sean to rap while we were playing basketball. A lot of times we would, I would go over his house and we would, you know, watch wrestling, eat popcorn, be on the AOL chat groups. and listening to hip hop and rap. And Sean has always rapped. And so I knew that this was going to be a chance for him to like really express himself how he's been expressing himself.
Yeah.
You
just
know,
using
so,
his own words.
Yeah.
Sean, who's your favorite rapper?
Eminem.
Eminem.
So wait,
in the song, right?
So you mentioned Eminem. is it the Eminem we know, or is there a different Eminem?
To figure it out.
Eminem was 40. He's 40 now.
So I got what you're saying. On Mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
So MMM. Mother's initial.
No,
rest in peace. Because I kept saying, is he saying something?
No, Eminem is a rapper, Marshall Mathers.
Yeah, so they know who Eminem is, but they thought that you were saying Eminem
in
your
song.
But you were saying MMM for Marcella Marilyn Manuel.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I kept
saying,
he's saying recipes that sound like Eminem, and I'm like, no, it has to be something else.
I thought it was a diss record.
MMM.
Okay.
She thought Sean was calling shots.
Sean. Yo, Sean, because I think...
shoot shots.
Hey, shooter. I think you can take them all day. All day, shooter. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, Sean was talking shit.
Yeah, like, he was.
It's all good. Now, who knows what Rise Up is going to be like?
Right. You talking about 40
Rise
tracks.
Up, Rise Up is going to be the toughest shit ever.
I think so, too.
Right.
I think so, too. And you guys documented the whole thing.
It's going to be the biggest project ever, biggest shit ever.
Hey, keep saying that, Sean, because all you have to do is say it and believe it, and it'll happen. I promise you. Keep saying it.
I can fucking promise you.
Yo.
I'm telling you.
This next project. Sorry, hold on.
Look at you.
The biggest shit ever.
Hey, I told the people for you, Sean.
Yes.
What were you saying though? You said
you're about to say something.
Oh, we documented the whole process.
Yeah, you guys documented the whole process, or
yeah, I put the all I did was just set up the GoPro, and recorded everything. The videos that are on his social media page right now, I've been able to make those. Honestly, I can use some help because it's just me. You know, it's just me. So there's so much more footage to go through between me surprising him at home and Sean giving background on as to what the songs were about. Like there's lots more footage to come out. So
I love it. And I love that each track is like titled a family member. You have brother, you have mother, you have father, you have like, it's just the family EP. It just. Yeah, it works. It definitely
all
works.
Sean's idea. All Sean's
I'm
idea.
Telling you, something about a vision.
Yeah,
that you can't live down.
Shooter was the one I had to do because I had to rap my heart out. I mean, and then I had to rap my mother. I mean, I had to rap mother my heart out. I mean. And much peace, I mean, I mean.
You can hear it and you can feel it. You can feel it in the project.
Project, I mean, every time, man.
That's why I said I wish
my son, Marcella Manuel.
to pull that out of you, gotta be a blessing.
Say that one more time.
I said having a friend to pull that type of creative process out of you is a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a blessing,
you can have words,
but
putting them with melodies is another thing. You can have one thing, but I have another. Like, you know, just it goes hand in hand. So that's dope.
You know, that's dope, man. I mean, it's fucking dope. I mean, it's a fucking blessing. I mean, it's everything I worked my ass off.
You did. We can definitely tell.
You did your thing, Sean. You really did. I mean, Asha was cool, but I mean, the two of you together, you guys did your thing, Asha. Much love to you, Sean. Much love to you. I look forward to this 40-track project, Sean. I think you might have to cut that in half and do 20 and 20.
Might cut that into fourths.
Or cut it into fourths. You got to keep the people wanting more.
Right.
Exactly.
You got to keep the people wanting more. But never stop creating, because you're excellent at it. And I'm not just saying that. Like, no bullshit. Like, I really do. The project was definitely heartfelt. You felt every emotion in the project.
Yeah. I always get teary-eyed when I listen to it, because it's... I don't know. I hear it differently.
What did it mean for you completing the project and going through the process?
Yeah.
It meant that I was able to exercise a gift for someone who's been denied and not believed in so much, honestly. Mm. Like, I've seen the process. I've seen it. I used to be one of the kids. Like, honestly, in fourth grade, the way me and Sean like really became close was, y'all remember when Goosebumps was like
the thing
to read back in there?
Yeah, with the morphin books.
Hell yeah!
And so Sean had the entire collection of Goosebumps.
You wasn't scared?
I remember that.
Yep. Sean had all the Goosebumps books. And one day he brought the newest one to school. And I wanted my little brother to have it. And so before sixth grade, I was a terrible child. I admit that. Even had to apologize to my mom in the sixth grade when I like reflected on my life at a young age. So everything that I'm saying right now, like I've accepted it, and I'm
good.
This story. We were at the desk, and Sean sat right next to me, and his book was sitting on the desk, and I took my sweater that I had that day and I put it on top of the book, and when it was time to leave class, I grabbed the book. So I stole the book from Sean, and
oh my god.
So I stole the book. He's so shy.
I stole the book from Sean, and it's all a blur, like, what happened after that. But I would like to say that my mom was like, where did you get this book from? And I probably, like, had to, like, tell the truth or something. But I ended up taking the book next door back to Sean and apologizing. And then from there, it was like, I don't even want to say, like, it was, like, a mission or anything. It was just a vow to myself to always protect him and always be the one that he could call.
Mm.
Always have his back. And that was the start of everything. Me being able to pay attention, like Sean calls everybody in my family, and I'm just like, they're like, Sean's calling me. Sean, I said, pick up the phone. Like, where
he has a phone.
We're his family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I listen to this project, and I hear him rapping for the first time in his own words, in these beats that we created, and the whole vibe that happened in my house that day, and to hear all the messages that he has for each of his family members. By the time you get to the last song on the album, which is about his mom, it's just like, oh my gosh, like how, not only did you do it, Sean, but you were able to like pull out this emotion in me to help bring that emotion that you had to life.
Yeah.
I did this for my mom. I did this for my mom. And this is for every mother out there. I did this for my mom. Aww. And this is for every mother out there in heaven who's out there. And every mom out there who's in heaven, you know, and who's dying in COVID, fucking shit.
Hey, speak it, Sean.
For real.
You know, dying in fucking corner shit, and corner shit, and dads out there, and fathers out there, and brothers out there, you know, dying in corner shit.
This is for the family, right?
I'm about to say every family.
For the family. And corn shit out there, they dying for corn shit, you know? And they dying for corn shit, you know? And Trump, that piece of shit asshole, that goddamn cocksucker, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
Cocksucker,
Sean, speak. Keep going, Sean. Keep going. We're not going to interrupt you. Keep going.
You know, that ball sucker, cock, dick sucker.
All of it.
Sean, going in.
Asshole, fucking dick sucker.
We there with you, Sean. We are there with you. Hell.
Ball sucker.
Ball sucker. Hell yeah. Let's all say it together. 1, 2, 3. Ball sucker.
Yes.
Yes, Sean. Yes.
He has balls to say something.
Yeah. Well,
he's removed from office. I can guarantee you that shithead.
He is a shithead. He really is a shithead. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna pray for him. That's all we're gonna do for him. We're gonna pray for him and hope that.
And Biden and Harris is gonna be in the White House January 20th. I can guarantee you that.
Right, even though I think they're about to put us on lockdown, but yes, clap it up for the team.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Hell, thank you. Fucking yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
You welcome.
and thank you, and you welcome, because everybody is welcome. Because look, we feel you 100%, Sean. Really appreciate
that. You feel me?
I'm about to come to Texas.
Here she goes. She want to stay at your house. She want to stay at your house.
Look, we're going to come to Texas. We're going to eat some ribs because y'all got the best barbecue down there. Let me tell you.
Thank you.
What part of Texas are you in?
Mississippi.
Mississippi City.
Oh. Texas. My subdivision, Vicksburg.
So we're right outside of Houston.
Oh, okay.
Houston is way too large for me.
H-Town. But I'm from Mississippi. So I was from my dad's house because he's a Republican. I'm a Democrat.
Hey, it doesn't matter the party. there is right and there is wrong. And as long as you go with that, no matter the party, that's all that matters. Right and wrong, right? Be a party.
Right.
You say you want to go to the party.
I'm just saying it's funny that it's called a party.
It's funny that it's called a party. Ready to go. We appreciate you guys. We thank you guys. Sean, we appreciate you telling your story. We appreciate this EP, the family EP. Everybody go check it out. Please, please, please.
It's so dope.
Asha, you are the creative of all creatives. I tried to copy a couple of your paintings.
We're still trying to get our gallery together on this side.
It never works. This painting actually was done by my niece. She did it in 24 hours freehand.
Listen, I love it. I appreciate that painting. I'm sitting here looking at it like,
So I tried to draw some stick figures.
Okay.
and some words behind it, but it didn't work because I've seen your gallery a few times, but you know. Anyway.
Practice will get you there. That's all.
Practice?
She said, is that all I need? Practice?
That's all I need is practice?
Is that right?
Okay. I'm about to have canvases all over this goddamn like house, okay? Practice.
Low-key, this ain't nothing but practice.
Okay. I'm going to put all the canvases up on the wall and say, note to self, Asha. Boom, said just practice. So that's what it is. Anything you guys want to say to end this?
Plug Sean, where we can find the stuff.
Yeah, tell us where we can find you.
So right now, you can stream the album everywhere digital music is streamed. So Spotify, Apple, all of that. And Sean's Instagram page has some behind the scenes footage from the process of making the album, and I run that page. So that's Sean SEAN Shooter, like regular basketball shooter. Let's get that clear. This shooter is about basketball.
Thank you.
Let's make this clear.
Thank you.
It's Sean Shooter Manual. So MANUEL.
Okay.
And yeah, that's how you can follow Sean. I'm Note to Self, Inc., N-O-T-E, the number 2, S-E-L-F-I-N-C. And that's where you can, that's where you can find everything.
Yay! Thank you guys so much.
We'll have both of their tags.
Have all the tags there. You can follow over, because we still haven't figured it out.
Subscribe is down there.
Maybe.
Is down there.
Is it? I thought it was over here.
What's out of my own on the camera when you look at the screen?
Subscribe. Follow.
Thumbs up. Do something else.
Thank you guys so much, Sean.
Stay creative, guys.
Stay creative. I'm looking forward to this next project. And I'm not going to lie to you.
Rise up.
Rise up. And I want to be on it.
You can be on it.
Thank you.
And you can be on it, too.
Just remember that this is recorded for quality assurance purposes, and I will run this back. I will run this back when you try to deny me the studio session because you famous.
Listen, it's already done because you know you're going to get that call. We're going to get some type of audio.
We are. You know you're going to get it because Sean, y'all going to say, we're recording right now, and I'm going to be like, boop, boop, boop.
Let me play it back.
Let me play it back. Sean said, I'm already on the project.
I should call you. You can go to Texas, Mall City, Texas. And, you can go to Mall City, Texas.
We're going to do the project, Sean.
I've never been to Texas. I want to go.
Thank you guys for, setting this all up and providing this platform for artists across all genres and specifics and identities and everything. Like, this means the absolute world to us.
Thank you for agreeing to be on it. Look,
seriously,
we're still trying to figure it out. So this is really dope. Thank you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll click links, everything. Y'all check out the project because it's dope. We wouldn't lie about it.
We promise we wouldn't.
EP.
Yeah.
All right. Love y'all. Take care.
Love y'all.
Take care.
Bye.
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 Bye.